When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. It's GB. So, none of you will notice because I, like, schedule my uploads to happen on the same days every week, but I just gotta start this video by saying I am so rusty. I feel like I'm so rusty at filming. So we're gonna do a fun one right now, and hopefully I remember how to do ASMR. It hasn't even been that long. I just, I've been working on something really exciting, actually. A studio, which is awesome. And hopefully going to, like, ramp up the content I'm able to make realistically. But ironically, in building and working on and thinking about and doing work, like planning stuff for the studio, I haven't been filming my videos, so really quite the ASMR conundrum. Anyway, welcome back. I had this idea, I don't know how, but it's very fun for me too. I'm going to do ASMR with only mystery box items that I found on Etsy, including my outfit. So this right now is just like a black turtleneck, basic. And we are going to start the video with what I'm wearing. What am I gonna wear in this video? We're gonna find out right now. I've done videos in the past where it was like the triggers were a surprise for me. I had like been planned out, or I'd pick ones out of a hat or anything like that. But it was always things that I already had in my house. And I was like, how do I really up the level of mystery and surprise for myself? So I went on Etsy, and Etsy always has like everything. And I just looked up mystery box, like blind bags, grab bags, etc. And I tried to get a wide variety of mysterious things. You can get a lot of mysterious things, you will see in this video. And the first one I want to open is my outfit. And I'll link where I got everything. I just like searched for and found them myself, and nobody asked me in this video. Just so you know. And this was the Gender Neutral Vintage Clothing Mystery Bundle from Portland, Oregon. And I'm very excited. I want to know what outfit I got. This is a full outfit. And I was really, really good. I've been receiving these packages over the last like couple weeks, and I have not cheated. I have not peeked. Mostly to entice myself to film. Let's open it. You would think that like opening packages is good ASMR, but it's just really loud. So we'll skip forward. GB. A belt. Oh my god, I literally just bought a brown belt because I needed one. Okay, wait. smells vintage and not a bad way. Okay. Brown belt. This is supple leather. Look at this. It's soft. I can't remember what information I had to give. I think it was like basic measurements. Petite.
That's me. Okay. Okay. Can you see that?
A very lovely dark purple lining. I've been trying to contemplate what to paint the walls in the studio. And like, dark purple is up there. I think I want to go warmer. Here's our pants. I'm really bad at... You think I wouldn't be, because I, like, do cosplay and make costumes and things. I'm really bad at knowing what material things are. But this is very light. Paisley, I think it's called. This is luxe. I like the different fabric weights. I'm also really bad at putting patterns together, so I'm glad that they did it for me. Then, we are not done. I feel like I'm in Moulin Rouge, a little bohemian boy. Freedom, beauty, truth, love, Satine. I'm going to put on my outfit now. Who, me? The tragic, naive, young Broadway hero, unaware, blissfully, of how tragic his life is going to go. But don't worry, he won't suffer. Only his lover will. She definitely dies. But it's about the lesson he learns, okay? I do actually genuinely like it. I do. The scarf makes me feel like theater Oliver. Mrs. Lovett, you know? But like, I'm not Mrs. Lovett, I'm the little boy. The shirt is amazing. The fabric is really nice. And the sleeves are long enough. It's just like got like a really nice shape to it. Very much like the jacket. I'm like a jacket over the shoulder type person. I don't really like wear them usually. And it's too loud for the video, so I'll put it down for now. Pants, super comfy, belt, very awesome. I don't know if you can see the band. Yeah, so this is what we're wearing. Mystery number one, amazing. I got earrings as well. I have mystery earrings from a shop. I believe I got multiple pairs. Oh no, my computer is going to die. One moment. Okay, from me. Hana Floral, 4 pairs of earrings mystery box. And now I picked the surprise box. You could kind of like say what you liked, but I was like, no. I want true mystery. So let's look at the earrings that we got. Ear piercings. 1, 2, 3. Let's see what we got. This one looks like some sort of stars and moon. Isn't that adorable? I like this a lot. And actually, for me, still. Oh, there's a little cat sitting on the moon. Still giving the Moulin Rouge vibe. We also have Alice in Wonderland theme. White rabbit. One of them looks like a magician's bunny, and then one of them looks like the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. And that is so precious. This is so like saucy. Very court jester. Very Hisoka. Next, really lovely, like periwinkle color. Don't look at my nails. Tiny flowers. These are awesome. So delicate. I would never buy these for myself. I really like them. They're so cute. And finally, I can't tell what this is. Okay. We have these almost rose gold star and crescent moon, but they're like really fancy. You almost like can't tell what they are, which is kind of nice if you're looking for a less obvious design. So I do really like these for the outfit. I think I'm obsessed with this like pendant in general, the little bunny. Like actually obsessed, but I feel like this is not the fit for that. Same with the flowers. I feel like this could be the fit for that. It's like innocent. This is like act one. If you hate watching people put earrings and I'm putting my earrings in, so don't look. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. 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 So I'm buying all of my clothing and accessories from now on. I'm just gonna let other people choose it. Let's see if the second hole wants an earring today. Yes. Wow, that was easy. Sometimes it's not easy. I got them at like Piercing Pagoda. Don't do that. Like, I know it's a bit much, but I want to wear it because it's the mystery. Nothing about this outfit, well, no, a little bit is. This is, like, not very, like, what I would pick. And yet I'm feeling myself. I do have one more. And it is, mystery eyewear. So I don't know if it's glasses or sunglasses. But as you can see, I'm wearing eyewear at the moment, which I didn't know I was going to have to be. I'm in the midst of getting approved for LASIK. And I have a couple of appointments, and I can't wear my contacts in between appointments because it can change the shape of your eye. So I'm stuck wearing glasses, which I do not like, which is why I'm getting LASIK. But let's see what mystery eyewear we got. And then we can accessorize if necessary. I got them out of the package all the way to here, and I did not look. You're gonna be able to see, like, all my lights. You can't really wear sunglasses when you're filming. Okay, I'm gonna be blind. I won't be able to see myself. How do we feel? Wait, these are really cool. This is like a reverse septum piercing. Kind of love these. You can't get more theater kid. Okay. The hair back. These are actually, like, these are really cool. I really like the effect of the ring going through your nose. Ooh, they sound really nice too. They are UV 400 protection. I would put them like here. We are dressed, and yeah, I do think I'm probably going to be able to do multiple videos, which is nice. Some of these I would like to make a whole video on. I'll show you that now, actually. We'll do part of it, and then I might make this whole video. Let me know. So, one of the craziest mystery boxes I saw. I don't know how I feel about this. low-key controversial. Let me know what you think. Asking for people's opinion on the internet, this is fine. Okay. So, it is from a company called Mystery Letter Co. And you get a pack of old random letters. So I did. Sent in a piece of sheet music. These letters were sent between 1870 and 1990, so all pre my existence. I was born in 94. This is several unsorted patches of letters mixed together. All the letters are in their original envelopes, most have their original postage on them. The letters have been opened and will come with their original contents. So, at least someone knows what's in them. Oh, just kidding. I do not read slash filter these letters. This means the contents of the letters can be about literally anything. Okay. I don't know how this works legally, to be quite honest with you. And I feel like it's such an interesting concept that I didn't want to just, like, shove it as, like, part of a video. But look at these. Maybe we could open these live. That would be fun. I'm upset. This is from 01, and I don't think it's 2001. Dayton, Ohio. Whoa. Oh my god, 1901. This is literally from 1901. Someone who lived on 81st in New York. My curiosity is off the charts. Then we have 1990. This one is typed. I feel like it's... Oh, wait, I have two of this guy. So this one's from 88 and this one's from 1990. And then this one's from 1926. I can't even read it. Somewhere in Pennsylvania. Do we open one? Do we open... No. Okay. Let's open one of the doubles that we have. And I feel like we should open these live. Let's open the older one. I didn't know this was going to be right in front of 4 million people. That is why I feel a little bit conflicted about this. Experience. your grandma. I thank you for the money you sent me for Christmas. I got 2 short sleeve polo shirts and a pair of wool pants for hunting. All of our snow is gone now, except in the highest elevations. School is going well. I played both on the JV and varsity basketball team. I was a starter on JV, and I even started a few games of varsity, but I did more sitting on the bench than playing on varsity. During big game season, I did not get my deer or elk, but my dad got his elk. My dad treed a couple of mountain lions with the dogs. Oh, like a tree trap. But let them go because they were too small. I'm sorry I did not write sooner. My excuses are very poor. Love, Forrest. And then there's a note. That says, Happy Easter. Forrest doesn't know I haven't gotten this in the mail yet. Where does the Leisures live? Like a name? Thanks so much for everything. For Christmas, we'll write soon. I promise. Forrest says thanks for the Easter money also. Oh, I haven't gotten this in the mail yet, as in, like, I'm guessing this is one of Forrest's parents. And they didn't send out the thank you note from Christmas until Easter time. What is Grandma in 1988? It's like a whole address and everything. We will probably anonymize the actual address, maybe the names, but this is so cool. That was such like a novel. Like, very human connected feeling. And this is both like from the past, but also from the present, because it's not like it's from the 80s, you know? This is just, this kid was probably, if he was playing JV in varsity, like, it could have been middle school or high school, really. Pretend it was like middle school, maybe he was like 14 at the most. I really would love to open the other ones. Let me know. Let me know what you think. I will. I could open them live and, like, we won't show the addresses or something. The next mystery I got. Was a set of dice from the Game Masters Guild.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember what kind of dice I chose, or like what my options were. But I did pick the tin for ASMR purposes. I have a lot of purple dice. Oh, these are nice. Oh, wow. I really like these. They are like a jewel tone, like rock. I don't know how to describe it. Like blue and goldy bronze. Yeah. I love the sound. Who doesn't? Let me take my rings off so they don't clank. Okay. They kind of match my nails. And I did my nails and I was really excited. What kind of character do you think would use these? I actually can't decide if they would be like a magic user or a fighter. We'll roll the d20. Let's see what we get. These are really nice. They're nice and light. Gaming dice and the camaraderie of a campaign with friends and strangers alike inspired us to create the Game Masters Guild. Aww. It really has been like the game itself is really fun, but I could be playing like any tabletop game. I just like that. Like the social aspect of it is actually really nice, and anything that has any realm of like custom storytelling, I really like. So, low bar for me. Okay. I wanted to hold the dice. I don't think it's strong enough. Got it. Okay. I put it on a little holder. Can inspect it. Already got dog hair. Already got dog hair on here. How? Okay, that did not hold. You will see that in the next blooper video. Ooh, like a dice inspection video. I love thinking about videos while I'm filming videos. Just a constant stream. Live our life. number do you feel like on a six-sided die? What number do you feel like you roll the most? I feel like it's five for me. Ooh, this one's a two. Anyway, I really like these. Big fan. Well done. Thank you. Fantastic surprise. The next couple of mystery boxes I got were truly like mystery boxes. You can get essentially like different aesthetics. So I got a cottagecore mystery box from Allie's Lost Treasure and a gothic thrifted mystery box from Curiosities. And when I opened the box from Foraged Curiosities, they had wrote me the sweetest letter. First, this box contains a carefully selected array of thrifted, secondhand, and vintage items curated to fit your aesthetic. Inside a mystery box, you could find trinkets, books, figurines, baskets, mugs, decor, and more. Hopefully this box is the perfect surprise for your day. Card and it says, GB, is this real? Is it really you? This is wild. And I was like, oh my god. He goes, I do get things that like I put in my videos. I will get them sent to GB ASMR because I always think if I put my like full legal name or something and then someone would like recognize it, they'd be like, now I know. Anyway, this is crazy. This never happened. I experienced ASMR and discovered its name in ASMR videos around 6 years ago now. Yours was one of the first channels I watched. I was making content that long ago, my god, and fell in love with, so this is just absolutely surreal. And this is like, I'm not going to read the whole letter because, you know, again, this is a letter from me. This is so, so, so cute. So cute. And, yeah. That made my day so much. So thank you so much for not only sending this very, very thoughtful card, but also for sticking around and everything looks gorgeous in here. But I did have an idea, since this is a very long video, of the next couple of boxes have like a lot of things in them and could very much, of course, like be their own video. Easy. So I was thinking like we might open one thing from each, kind of as like a teaser. We have the gothic thrifted mystery box, the cottagecore mystery box, a Japanese stationery mystery box. We also have a Pop Mart figure and I think those are all the mysteries that I got. I wrote them all down. Oh, and I was already probably going to make this its own video. I looked up ASMR mystery box and I got like cracking clay because there was a mystery grab bag of the clay balls. And it came with extra candy. These are from... I'll put everybody's link in the description box, of course, of course. The shop is called Too Good To Be Through. This one, this wasn't a mystery box, I just saw it on the shop. The cube. I did a clay cracking video. It was so hard to make that, oh my god. But this says to put it in the freezer. It's just like a teaser. Oh, we're gonna squish it. Eventually. But the mystery box, that is applicable to this video. I did not put these in the freezer. So, we're gonna have to squish them in the next mystery. So they're very soft right now, and that's how you would put them in the freezer. And, oh, they're so shiny and smooth and lovely. Then when they're I'm sure you've all seen videos of it. Super excited about that one. Okay. Let's open one of the gothic boxes. Videos like these to really, really take my time. That's why I feel like a lot of this deserves like two parts. One part to show it, because when I'm watching a video like this, I want to see all the items. Like, I want to see them. And then later, that's when you like indulge. So, I'm breaking my own. And you could pick different sizes, and like, I got like the smallest size for everything because I knew I was gonna get a lot for this video. We've got a s'more. Thank you. Now remember, these are thrifted aesthetic items. She's beautiful. My head is absolutely swimming with, like, a casual roleplay idea where I would have to incorporate all of these. This is, like, when people always ask me, like, how is it ever hard to come up with ideas? No.
No.
Cottagecore box. I'll open one thing as like as a treat. You know, we got the one gothic thrifted item. We'll get one cottagecore item as a treat. Please hold. Okay, I was confused and I forgot that the cottagecore box that I ordered was like actually a small box. And so inside, I opened it. I actually have a video idea I've been dying to do, probably this summer. And this is immediately going into like that pile of props, I'll just say that. But I'll show you what we got, since it's little, we have time. First in this little bag. This is so cute. Like if you, this is such a nice like gift for a little pick-me-up, or imagine if you got this in the mail from one of your friends. Oh, sweet little mushroom. Let's get our little pointy stick out. I really like the kind of amber color there. This is a really cute keychain. I really enjoy all of these things so far because I don't think I would have personally picked any of these things. And yet, the fact that I didn't pick it is bringing me like a lot more joy. Why? Someone explain that. Look at this little tiny bottle with a cork top. Like all these teeny tiny things need to go into video. We've got a pack of Twinings English Breakfast, which is actually, this is one of my favorite teas. I were to light this candle, drink my little cup of tea, and then eat my Werther's. Why are Werther's so cottagecore? Oh my goodness. I kind of forgot about I ate like a family sized bag in a really short period of time. Ooh, there's also some matches. Some matches in here. So you can light said candle. And one more. A little glitter guy. Whittle mushroom. Oh my goodness. Fun, okay? You get to live like different realities. Okay, that was lovely. I'm in such a good mood. And the last thing I'll show you is a sneak peek of the Japanese stationery mystery box bag. This one was this is a bunny pen. Gonna take the top off. And let's... Mantis. I must stop this video for the sake of Vest and for the sake of me, because I want to film more videos later. Thank you so much. If you did make it to the end of this video, do check out everyone's shop in the description box if you're interested in any of their items. Once again, they're just people that I found by searching. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I hope you did too. I can't wait to make more videos with some of the stuff we didn't get to see yet. And I'm sure you'll see everything else in future videos to come. The mystery of it all. I guess every GB video is a mystery for y'all though.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.